and the radio simulcast.
I'm your host, Maria Moss, coming to you live today from beautiful Bonita Springs, Florida. And joining me is my fabulous co-host, Dax Carlisle, coming to you from Tucson, Arizona. And we're here to help you connect with angels so that you can live your best life. Hey, Dax. Hello,
how you
everybody.
I'm doing well. What's the name of the town in Florida? You just mentioned that you and Artie kind of like retired. Well, you're snowbirds. You go back and forth.
Yeah, back and forth.
Like a lot of people here in Arizona actually do, and especially where I live. What's the name of the town? Is Bonita?
Bonita Springs. So it's Spanish for pretty. B-O-N-I-T-A.
Yeah.
Bonita Springs.
Pretty Springs or beautiful springs. Yeah, that's
cool.
Yeah.
Yes.
Very cool. Yeah, I'm here in Tucson.
It's very warm here.
It's really funny because, like, I'm listening to, my mom has, like, QVC on or the Jewelry Channel or whatever, you know. And I hear them talking about, well, when I was at the Gem and Mineral Show in Tucson, Arizona, it's so hilarious that we're a destination, you know. And my co-host on Tarot Today, Mary, actually came out here with her husband.
I remember
Perry.
That.
Yeah.
I remember.
Perry was teaching ballet, was on a trip coming out to Tucson to teach at the U of A ballet. And it just happened to coincide with the Gem and Mineral Show. And oh my God, we all had a great time. And then I took Mary around to all the, because we have tons of, you know, gem stores here all year long, you know. And then we went to the Gem and Mineral Show and so cool. But
that sounds like a lot of fun. I remember my husband Artie and I, we had originally planned to take a trip out to a GR neck of the woods. I really was, you know, you and I, we've been working together for how many years now, doing all of these shows on different radio networks and everything
13
over
years.
The years. But we haven't met in person. And I really hope that one of these days, my husband and I will make it out there and we will be able to hook up with you and get to all go out and have a good time together.
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing all these years. You know, Mary and I think Rini and her husband were the only people from the Tarot Guild or from the radio shows that I ever met in person.
Mm-hmm.
And so I met Mary here for the Gem and Mineral Show here in Tucson, and I met Rini and her husband. They were in San Diego when I was living in San Diego and stopped over, and that was really cool. She's since passed, I believe.
That was so sad. She was
jarring.
A really wonderful person. It was shocking.
Yeah, I think you were the one that actually messaged me and said, hey, did you know
Rini
passed away? I'm like, no, that's terrible.
I was stunned because, you know, just talking to her, you know, on Facebook and, you know, little messages here and there.
Right.
There's been a lot of losses in the past year or so. Just terrible. Rachel Pollack.
Okay.
And I luckily had the opportunity to meet with her in person several times and over the years. She lived in an area in upstate New York, very close to where we go for the season when we leave Florida and we head up to New York for the season in the Hudson Valley. And we were not far from where she lived. And, you know, it's just really sad. I mean, there's more people. I don't, you know, want to get on this sad note here, but, you know, I think they're around us today. And
call into the show. There's the number. Call into the show and let's chat about other things, right?
Yeah, let's talk about happier things. But you know what? They're there. And they obviously was meant for us to mention their names today or it wouldn't happen.
Yes. You ever notice that?
Yes.
there is so much synchronicity and everything on these shows, you know, when I'm here with you or with Mary, and like when we're doing readings and we're using tarot cards and we are getting the same cards or the same meaning, it's just unbelievable. I did want to, you know, tell everybody that they can call in because we're a live call-in radio show, 714-816-4628, and press 1 on your dial pad as soon as you get through. That lets us know you want to be live on air. Now, if you just want to listen to the show, you can also dial in and just listen. But if you want to be on the air with us, press 1 on your dial pad when you get through. One more time, I'm going to give that number out, 714-816-4628. I see a bunch of people calling in now.
Yeah.
Some of them have their hands raised. This is great. Also want to mention in the chat, weird things in my YouTube chat on the YouTube channel. Because, oh, by the way, I guess I should mention that we are live on YouTube. You can actually see me and Maria, but you can join us in the chat. And there's something weird going on. Like I had to refresh YouTube 3 times to get the chat feed to come up. So if you're if you're listening to us or watching us and having any issues, just refresh the page 2 or 3 times. And then if you're listening to us through the Psychic Talk Radio Network, maybe you're on blogtalkradio.com or some other media outlet listening to us live or on our, one of our websites, come over to YouTube. You can actually see us and hang out in the chat. And just like with calling in, maybe you can't call in. Maybe you're at work or something like that, or it's too loud where you are or something like that. You can always ask questions right here in the chat on YouTube. Anything you want to know about numerology, angels, tarot, about the Tarot Guild, the International Association of Angel Practitioners, and also, of course, a mini reading. You know, if you want something general, just type in there, please pull a card for me. And if you have a specific question, just go ahead and put the specific question in the chat. Don't stand on ceremony. There's no list to get on, nothing like that. Just type it right in there and we'll get to it in the order that you guys type it in the chat there. So Maria, can you believe it's December?
No, I feel like we just got back here from New York. We arrived in the beginning of October here in Florida. And it just... Once Halloween comes and goes, it just, everything just flies after that. It seems the season just goes crazy. It, all the hustle and bustle, running around, trying to, you know, get the house decorated, get your gifts, you know, do your promotional offers and things like that. And
because you got Black Friday and Cyber Monday. And
I mean, all of that. And, you know, let me tell you, I did some shopping myself this year. I took advantage of some of those sales.
Yeah. Mostly everything I got was practical. One gift for mom and everything else. I actually bought stuff for my businesses. And a lot of it was various computer programs and WordPress plugins and things like that to build websites. Because I'm like going all in on building websites in 2024. That was suggested to me by multiple people, including Ellie on our on the Tarot Guild board. And she comes on these shows. You probably have seen her, and she's great. You know, she's younger and she does web design, you know, and she said, you did all these websites like for the Tarot Guild, Psychic Talk. You know, I also have done them for like veteran service organizations, American Legion, VFW, DAV. I did it for a magazine. I built one for a magazine in Southern California. And she's like, why don't you do that as a side hustle business thing, make more money? I'm like, you know, a lot of people have told me that. So I'm just going to do that.
I think I told you that way back.
You probably told me once, you know, over the years. And, you know, I'm stubborn. I want to just stick with the guild and everything. But, you know, I actually honestly have much more fun building the banners for the shows, building the pages and the posts and doing the things on the website than actually doing what we do. Then actually,
really,
I have more fun. And so I decided, you know, Black Friday, you know, I didn't go out and buy anything frivolous. I looked for the sales, got the best deals and got like stuff to page building plugins and
mm-hmm.
things to make whiz-bang websites, you know. So that's what I'm getting mm-hmm. into. By the way, I'm going to be rebuilding psychotalk.net. I've already moved the entire website from our old hosting to new hosting. By the way, that's mm-hmm. something else I got was new hosting. And oh, mm-hmm. God, is it fun. Great, great hosting we've got now. And the website, psychotalk.net, folks, just pops right up now. And I'm going to be completely rebuilding that website, you know. And then the Tarot Guild, I'm still figuring that out, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I want to stay on Ning. You know, we were on Ning originally, then we left,
yeah.
back, you know. And but the thing is it, you know, it's getting expensive. And
mm-hmm.
it's a great platform, but all the stuff on there, I don't think people take advantage of it. And as far as the courses and things, and the things that we provide through our membership at the Guild, I like the way you're doing the CAP course now, the Certified Angel Practitioner course. On
mm-hmm.
you have your website, and it's
right.
It's seamless where you click on the course, and it takes you. You're actually on this other platform that provides
right.
the course, but it looks seamless, and I just
right.
love that. And
right.
by the
Thank
way,
you. I did that all myself.
Yes, and you did all by
yeah.
yourself. And
yeah.
by the way,
a lot of work.
The only reason I noticed that was because you were telling me about the sale on the CAP course for the holiday.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell people about that?
Sure. I'm running a holiday sale. It'll run from now through the holidays. And I further reduced the cost of the course
mm-hmm.
to its original introductory price when I relaunched. What was it? Last year I relaunched the course? I think it was last year I relaunched
yeah,
it because we,
or a year and
not
a half
our
ago.
Original one back in 2015. That it was actually more than, but then I relaunched it at a crazy price, and I figured let me do that now for the holidays, and I put it at just $44. That's that, you know, four fours, you know, four,
yeah.
44, not 444, just 44.
Yeah, not the angel number 444.
No, not the full angel number 444, but people still look at 44 as
yeah.
angelic as well. So I try to keep that going. And
structure, folks.
But, right. Very, it's very affordable. It's totally self-paced. You buy the course, you keep it. It's not like it's going to expire in a certain amount of time. I totally revamped the original course. I just had somebody asking me yesterday or the day before about somebody that has already taken the course and been certified from back in 2015.
Yeah.
She was interested in a refresher, and, you know, she sees that the price is excellent. So she says, oh, you know, I'm thinking of doing a refresher. She says, is there new content in there as well? And I said, yes, there is. That was the whole point of revising the course. I took the best stuff out of the original one that I created in 2015. And
yeah.
of course, you know, everyone, we're all learning and growing as time goes on. So I put in new things that I've learned. So I've, you know, kind of upgraded, if you want to say.
Mm-hmm.
I streamlined it. The original course was recorded live, and we were talking like this between ourselves. And now it's just, it's all on this educational platform. The content is, I took a content from the original one, and I streamlined it, and added new content in with it. So now it's a second edition because it has, you know, new content. And there's audio clips in it so that you don't have to, if you prefer to read a lot of the information, you can by all means, but I have everything. It's like an audio book, but it has all the text there too. So you could read along with it. Then I have meditations that I recorded myself in there. So you have that in there to work with. There's a discussion feature where you can post questions and we can, you know, discuss things back and forth if you have questions. And also other people that are in there can do that as well. And it's very easy to follow. And you can check out the whole course outline if you go to MariaGMass.com, MariaGMass, that's my name, MariaGMass.com, I'm right on the homepage. You'll see a big button that says the Certified Angel Practitioner Course.
Mm-hmm.
Like Zach says, you click on it, takes you right to where the actual course is, the service that it's on and the website that it's
right.
on, which is, like you said, it looks exactly like my website. You won't really even really realize that you left it.
I got to say something, though. I got to say, you mm-hmm. know, it's interesting that you have it on sale now for $44, and mm-hmm. I remember when it was $444, the angel number. I remember when it was $444.
Yes, and we did sell the courses at those prices.
Yeah.
I mean, we did.
Yeah.
And a lot of them.
And we sold a lot of them at that price.
Yeah.
So, you know,
yeah.
nowadays people are getting additional information revamped and
mm-hmm.
paying a fraction of what?
A fraction of it. And it's not going to stay at this price. This is just.
No, but.
It was an introductory offer at first. Then it went, the price went up. People bought it, you know, at a little bit higher price. And my intention was to put it out there and make it completely affordable, so anybody that really wants to grab it will grab it. If somebody mm-hmm. wants to, like you said, take a refresher and get some of that new content, they could grab it at a reasonable price as well. And it's eventually going to go up. But for now, for the holidays, I have it at just $44. So again, yeah, and you could also get to it from angelpractitioners.com.
Right.
The IAAP.
Saw that too.
Which is, we're that's our organization, and we're all connected. They're sponsors of the Angelic Bee Radio Show, as is the Tarot Guild. So either one of those websites, if you go to them, mariagmas.com mm-hmm. or angelpractitioners.com, you can get to the course.
So we're going to go over to phone line soon. This is when you want to get in there. And I see some callers that don't have their hands raised. So if you just got on the switchboard, go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad if you want to be live on air with us.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, we assume you're just listening, and that's perfectly fine as well. 714-816-4628. That's 714-816-4628. Press 1, and we'll get to the phone call shortly. Let me double-check the chat here. Not seeing any questions in the chat yet. So if anybody is watching on YouTube and you're in the chat, go ahead and request a reading in there or for us to pull cards. Before we do that, Maria, I always like to tell people about the numerology for the day. And I pull a card of the day. And the way I pull my card of the day is I do the shuffling, then I cut the deck. The card on the bottom, I call it the heart of the matter, cutting to the heart of the matter. Put that. This part on top of this part, and take the Heart of the Matter card off the bottom, and I take the card of the day off the top. And it was very interesting today. First, I want to say, obviously, December 3rd, 3 is creativity and communication. The entire day 8 reduces to 4, which we were just talking about with the 44. It's structure. Think of a box or a room, you know, structure. And so, you know, this time of year when things are winding down, you know, and we're reflecting on the year, looking at, you know, what did we put on the back burner in the beginning of the year that's still on the back burner that we should just get rid of, you know, literally and figuratively cleaning out the closets, things like that. It's also a time to look forward to 2024 and think to yourself, which, by the way, is going to be an 8 year, which is what? Double structure, 4, 4, 8. That's mm-hmm. right. So we're going to, and it's a year of abundance. But you need that foundation for the abundance. You need structure, you know, and that energy is coming up today. And this is what I'm getting with the cards. So I got the Two of Swords, and, you know, that's usually swords are thoughts and ideas. So it's like two thoughts or ideas like crossing each other, okay? And it can also be just like a decision not being made. You know, she's got the blindfold on there. She either doesn't know which path to take or is unwilling to commit and take a path. And then I also got Eight of Pentacles. Oh, love the synchronicities. We were just talking about the 8 year coming up and everything, you know. And he's hard at work there building all those widgets. This is what I'm getting, Mary. Sorry. I'm so used
That's
to
That's all right. That is so okay.
Maria. What I'm getting is the message today, and I feel there's a lot of, and this card also speaks to this, Maria, analysis paralysis, they call it, you mm-hmm. know, spending too much time analyzing it all. So I'm referring to building, you know, using your creativity, that three energy, and then also the date, the four structure energy, and building foundations for 2024. And I feel like a lot of people are spinning their wheels. They're like trying to get everything just right and all. And the message coming, yeah. And the message coming through today is, you know, if you're paralyzed and not able to move, you know, move forward. What you need to do is just go for it. You need to jump in, you know, and just start making the, you know, he's making the widgets. Look, he's already made 7 widgets. He's working on the 8th widget there, you know. And so the whole idea is, you know, learn as you go, improve on your product or service as you go. If you're starting a YouTube channel and making videos, make each video a little bit better each time, but just get started making videos. Don't wait till they're absolutely perfect before you upload something, you know? So that's an example, you know? So that's what I'm getting with, the message today. Okay.
That's right. Very nice, Dax. So, I didn't pull a card for the day ahead of time. I was kind of in a rush getting set up here today, but I can pull one now, and I'll pull one. I'll pull a card from my deck, the Angelic View Oracle card. Let me just show everybody here. This is the deck, the Angelic View Oracle cards. And if you're interested in getting your own copy of this deck, you can also find out how to do that through my website as well, mariagmas.com. And it's a 44-card deck. There's that number, 44, right?
Oh, wow.
And you also get a free guidebook and journal when you purchase the deck that you can download from my website. And let me just mention this. Dax, you know my friends, Chris and Jeannie, who have, they've been my guests on the show, and they have metaphysical shops up in Stuart, Florida. They, my deck is now on sale again, for a special price for the holiday seasons. If you're in the Stuart, Florida area and you'd like to get a copy of my deck, stop in Psychic and the Jeannie or Jeannie's Gems. Those are a couple of their stores. They're both located in Stuart, Florida, and ask for the Angelic View Oracle cards. They're on sale there for just $19.97. So that is a steal. And you still get that free guidebook and journal that you can download from my website if you purchase the deck. There's a link, special link inside there, a card with information that tells you how to do that, how to get that. And when you buy it in the store, you get a free bag to keep your cards in that comes with it, you know, the Forganza bag. So you can do that. And again, that's a Psychic and the Jeannie or Jeannie's Gems, and they're located in Stuart, Florida. And they have beautiful shop, beautiful crystals, some of the most beautiful crystals I've ever seen they have on display there, crystal singing bowls, all types of metaphysical supplies, books, decks, tarot decks, oracle decks, angel decks, you know, anything. They also do readings in the store, so it's a great place if you live in that area or if you're on vacation in that area. They have all kinds of other items too, besides metaphysical items, shirts and hats and all kinds of things, jewelry. Okay, so let's get a message from the angels today for everyone that's listening. Your guardian angel. Okay. And the card says on the bottom here, you're never alone.
You're never alone, yeah.
So in addition to what Jack's the information he gave us today for the energy of the day and numerology, your guardian angel is watching over you, and your guardian angel is letting you know that no matter what, she always has your back. She or he, there really is no gender to angels. They have your back. Your guardian angel has your back. And never hesitate to ask your guardian angel for guidance or assistance on anything, no matter how big or how small, it doesn't matter. And they love when you call upon them for help. That gives them the okay to go ahead and do what they can for you according to God's will. So it's a God-given gift from God to you as your guardian angel. So show your appreciation by calling upon them.
Yeah. And oh, I'm checking the chat room before we go to calls, Maria.
Mm-hmm.
Yellow has a question in there. One of our frequent.
Oh yes, I heard folks. You use that name. Yes, name.
Yeah, hanging out in the chat, and Yellow asks, "Do the angels see me having my own business in the near future?"
Do the angels see her having her own business in the near future? Let's see. They say hello in the chat room. Ah,
yeah.
Well, if it has to do with creative activities, this is the direction you should be going in.
Mm.
So anything, if you're doing stuff that's creative with this business, whatever it may be, something that you're, it doesn't have to be artwork. It could be artwork. It could be writing. There's different ways that you can apply creativity,
Yeah. Fixing
things. I mean, there's all kinds of ways you can apply creative activities, but you will be successful in that area. And it says spending time on creative activities can also help calm the body, mind, and spirit. So that helps get you in the zone to hear or feel or just know your angel's guidance. So
yeah.
When
I got the Six of Wands for Yellow. I mean, literally the success card, six, that's
awesome.
Six energy.
Yes, it
you
is.
Know, so it's a big fat yes on that. And also they want to know, they want you to know, King of Cups, make sure you're not just doing something to do something as far as your own business. You know, it's got to be emotionally fulfilling. It's got to be emotionally fulfilling. So that's the message I got for Yellow. I just wanted to tag on to something you were saying, Maria, for Yellow.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many different ways to be creative. And, you know, you might not
be
an artisan or an artist or a craftsperson or something like that. But, you know, even if you're, say, I don't know, setting up a Etsy store, Squarespace store, Shopify, maybe you're doing t-shirts and baseball caps and coffee cups, and you're putting images on them and everything and getting everything.
Mm-hmm.
That alone is creativity. You know,
creating a course is creativity.
Yeah, writing is creativity. There's so
writing.
Many things that are creative. When we say creative, we're not just talking about, you know.
Cooking is creative.
Art. Oh, yeah. There's a lot of things.
You can apply that to whatever it is. Like, and what you said, I think, ties in well, too, with the King of Cups card,
mm-hmm.
that what you get emotional fulfillment when you're being, whatever way you're being creative that fulfills your spirit, that's the way you're going to be the most successful. And you did have the success card, as Zach said. So,
yeah. Yeah. Well, we're getting towards the bottom of the hour. Let's take a call or two before we go to announcements. Who's been waiting the longest here? Again, there's still time to call in. We may be able to get to you if you call in now, 714-816-4628. Area code 631.
Oh, that's from Long Island. I know that area code.
The
I lived first in Long Island
caller,
many
yeah.
years.
Hello, 631. Are you there?
Oh, yes. How are you? Yes.
Great. What's your name, hon? Long
Rose.
Island.
Yes.
Rose. Rose yes. on Long Island.
Very good.
Yes.
Nice.
And I'm not sure if you can hear me well. I'm
yes.
at work. But...
You sound great. You sound great.
Oh, okay.
Go right ahead, Rose.
I guess if you could pull a card, I guess, for career, or I don't know, if you need a question, or you just want to pull a card, I'm not sure.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Fine, just as it is. Career for Rose from
yeah.
Long Island.
Your camera's gone away, Maria.
Yes, I know. I turned it off for a second.
Oh, okay.
Shuffling my cards. I like to just focus on
that's fine.
What I'm
doing.
I wasn't
sure if there was a technical problem that I had to take care of.
No. Don't you see the image of me on there? Oh, I see
no.
it.
No,
oh,
I'm not.
Oh.
Yeah, because I have what do they call it? They call it non-video participants don't show. I have it that setting, and I do that. The reason why I do that is because Mary and I are when we're doing the show on YouTube. You know, both our cameras are on most of the time, or like one of them is. And when you shut off a cam, we all remember we're also dialed in simulcasting on the Psychic Talk Radio Network through Blog Talk. And so if I show non-video participants, which would be how it would show your picture, what happens is it would show the telephone thing too. You know, the telephone number thing, you know, because we're dialed into the studio. So we don't want that to be on screen. So that's why I couldn't see your image there.
Oh, okay. Because I had a little picture of me that
I know. I wish I could get away. If we don't call into the studio, we can do it. But I wish I could figure a way to do that. But I have not yet.
All right.
So what did you get for Rose? Your question.
Okay, I pulled a few cards for her. I got the first. Well, the first one I came up with was the High Priestess. Okay, The High Priestess. When I see the High Priestess, that's the psychic of the tarot. This card is reminding you to use your intuition because you're highly intuitive, and you're not really making enough use of that. You really have resources to tap into with your intuition. It's very strong, bordering on psychic. So use that to your advantage. Okay. And then I also got the Six of Wands from the tarot. Okay. So if you use that to your advantage, it will lead you towards something successful. Okay. Because you know, inside what your next best move is. You know it, you feel it. You may even get images in your mind's eye about it that come to you according to the angelic oracle cards in your dreams. Right. Okay. So when you're sleeping, your ego is at rest, your mind's at rest, and your angels can send you messages through your dreams. And it says right on the card, we bring you messages and guidance during your sleep. So, you know, with that, I also pulled the card of education. So this indicates that the angels feel that you may need some further education, maybe whether it's reading a book, taking a mini course, you know, just taking some time to hone your skills.
Udemy.
By studying up more. Okay?
Those wonderful $10 courses on Udemy.
Or like my course or your course, Zach.
Yes, our courses as well. Our courses.
Yeah, I saw those too. Yeah, I like taking classes. Yeah, we always have a lot, you know. I always think we need to learn more things. I mean, it's always beneficial to do that. Well, that sounds good.
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm a lifelong learner.
From Long Island, right. You know, you're...
Yes, right. From Long Island. I'm from Long Island originally as well.
Perfect first call because you did the show so many years from Long Island with me, you know.
From Long Island, New York.
Okay, well, enjoy the rest of your weekend, Rose. We got to move on. Let's see how many we can get in here. By the way, I'm not going to jump in on every question and every call. That way I can speed things. We can get through as many as we can.
Right.
However, I want to answer, you know, like I'll answer questions in the chat, for instance. We have Nancy in. We've got Michelle Metheny popping in. Hi, Michelle. I love it when our members show up. Nancy says, is the humanitarian organization and project I am committed to a good fit for me now and in the future? Okay, so quick answer, absolutely. We're getting the wish fulfilled card, the Nine of Cups. This is I always say tarot is multi-layered. So there's a message here for you. There's a message here for the folks that you are affecting with this project, because there's going to be a lot of emotional fulfillment with the folks that you're working with. You're going to be really bringing comfort to a lot of people, but you are also going to be emotionally fulfilled. Remember I said this earlier, Maria, you know?
Yes.
It was like the information.
See, the cups had come up.
Yeah. And also the cards of the day and numerology of the day.
Right.
It's got to be something you're emotionally fulfilled. And I feel like this is going to be that for you. And also I pulled the Lover's card. And so there you go. Major Arcana card. And remember I said I got the six. What was it? The six of
Wands?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The Lover's card is a six card as well. So there's that success energy, also hearth and home as well. And mm-hmm. it's the Lovers. You're literally going to love it. Okay. So that's message for Nancy in there. Michelle or anybody in the chat, if you got a question or you want us to pull a card, just pop it in there. Meanwhile, we're going to go back to the phone lines. Oh,
all right.
Before we do that real quick, Maria, because we're past the bottom of the hour, let's do the announcements real quick here.
Yes.
Couple of different things. We're going to talk about, you know, some of the shows on the network, the Psychic Talk Radio Network. By the way, that would be a great thing you could do, right, Maria, to start 24. Join us as a host. I was actually out of the blue contacted by somebody just literally a couple of days ago that wants to be a host on the network. So, you know, hey, we're getting this new website and all, you know, maybe we should expand the network again. So if you think that you enjoy doing this, being on the air and taking calls and things like that, and, you know, you want to promote your business, whether you're a reader or, you know, a tarot reader, an angel practitioner, hypnotherapist, you know, whatever it is you do, you can be on Psychic Talk. You know, I mean,
you just want to have fun.
Mediumship, you know, we used to have some great mediumship shows that we don't any longer on the network.
Right.
We love. Oh, and cat psychics or dog, animal psychics. Yeah. Pet psychics. That's what I meant to say. Yeah. We would love to have a pet psychic, you know. And I wanted to mention, you know, my regular show is Saturdays with my co-host, Mary Brown. Mary has some things going on and has decided to take a sabbatical for the next couple of months. Now, you're still going to see her popping in and out. In fact, Christmas Eve, I believe she's going to be on with Sharona as Sharona's guest on Magic Universe. That's the show that is opposite of Maria's show here on Sundays. And so you'll see her popping in there. You know, she'll probably pop in the new year in January and stuff like that. But she's going on hiatus. And we didn't have the show yesterday. And that was because there are five Saturdays in December. And so we decided, hey, let's take the second off. I had a staff meeting to go to at the American Legion. So, you know, why not take a breather? But then, you know, come to find out she's going to take this sabbatical anyway. I'm not sure what's going on with our Saturday show right now. Now, I'm thinking of doing maybe some impromptu shows on different days of the week, not just Saturdays. I can do some solo shows. I'm also thinking of asking you, Maria, Sharona, Ellie, got my mind's blanking here, but you know, all the Tarot Guild staffers, you know, Pamela and Corby and everybody, you know, ask everybody to maybe pop on a show with me as a guest.
Sure.
You know, so yeah, so that's a little, I just wanted to put that out there. What's kind of going on with the network and with the Tarot Today Radio, you know, this, and I got other things, you know, that I'm working on. And so it might be a time to maybe take a step back a little bit. Alternatively, Maria, hey, the name of the show is Tarot Today. I've often thought about just popping on every single day for, you know, a half hour, an hour and doing a quick show. every day for a while and see how that works, right?
Yeah, so, sure.
Yeah, so we're going to
see which is your popular day. Yeah.
Yeah, and so we're going to do some, you know, we're going to or just making it a daily show because it is tarot today. Anyway, we're going to do some experimenting over the next couple of months because Mary, my permanent co-host, is, you know, going to be on hiatus. So it's time to play with that. Okay, so that out of the way, I'll speed things up for the rest of the information. Of course, Magic Universe, that's going to be next Sunday, same bat time, same bat channel, December 10th. And Sharona has on the fabulous Amy Zerner and Monty Farber. And she's going to be talking about the enchanted world of Amy and Monty. And it's going to be really great. I can't wait for that show. And Angelic Channel and Healer Catherine Hanchi is continuing her series on community in December here on her Compassionate Light Friday show. And Friday, December 8th, specifically, the topic is being there for your community. So tune in on Friday. She does live free guidance as well. And then, of course, Maria will be back with the Angelic View on the third Sunday. What is the third Sunday? I think that's the 17th, right?
The 17th, I believe. Let me double check my calendar. Yes, the 17th. You are correct.
Are we doing open lines again, or do you have a guest, or what are you doing?
No, I enjoy doing open lines. I like, you know, right. I like just chit-chatting with you, all the different things that come up. And I like to do I like to take calls for readings. I enjoy doing that. So I don't want it to feel like like a course, like I have to have a topic, you know. Plus, not only that, we get so many callers. If we start having a topic, and then by the time we talk about the other things that we have going on, it takes up a lot of time. So I like to just, you know, do the calls. And I want to mention, Zach, you brought up Sharona's show and Catherine Hahn. I want to mention they are not just members of the Tarot Guild, but they're mm-hmm. also members of the International Association of Angel Practitioners, the IAAP. So if you go to angelpractitioners.com and you click on membership benefits, you can see how you can become a member and what's involved in that. And you can also see a directory of angel practitioners. And you'll see all those who are certified through the IAAP, and you'll also see the featured members. So like Sharona, for example, is a featured member. And all of these things help support doing these shows because everything costs money. So we have to have, you know, some way to pay for the things that we're doing. And the IAAP Gold memberships directly support the Angelic View radio show. They're one of our sponsors, as is the Tarot Guild, to help and bring us on the air. And I want to mention today again, as Zach has up the banner here now, for my Happy Holidays sale.
Yeah.
And the Certified Angel Practitioner course is now, for a limited time, just for the holiday season, the lowest price it's ever been is $44. And you can find out more about that on my website, mariagmas.com, mariagmas.com. Or you can go over to angelpractitioners.com and find out about that.
Absolutely. Oh, and I want to mention lastly, now that we got all those other announcements out of the way, that the Tarot Guild we have our Cyber Week sale continuing. It's still going. So it started off with Black Friday, Maria. And of course, you know, you want to do something with ridiculous, you know, savings on Black Friday, right?
Exactly. So
we took our lifetime membership at the Guild. We have an annual membership, $47 a year. It comes out to be what? Less than a Starbucks coffee. It's like $3.91 a month. And you get all of our live Q&As, free discussions, panel discussions, live workshops, it's all included. But we also have the lifetime membership, which is $297. Well, in that, you get all of that same benefits as the annual plan, but you're also getting my course, which costs you know, we were talking about how we are, your course is 44, and you know, we used to sell my course up there too, and currently it's $297, but you get it free with the lifetime membership. You also get your certification free. Certification is normally, as an annual premium member, it's two payments of $67 or one payment of $124. You get that included free as well. So the $297 lifetime membership, and plus you're paid up for life, no continuing recurring payments like you do with the annual membership, where it's $47 every year. You pay the $297, it's paid up. Well, for Black Friday, we put it on sale, 75% off. You're saving, I think, around $219. It's only $78. And I wonder where I got that number from, right? Yeah.
Right.
Cards in the tarot deck. So one payment of $78, you save $219. It's 75% off. It's just absolutely ridiculous. And you'll have to make this one payment. You're paid up for life, and you can join us on the guild. You'll get your lifetime membership status. You'll get into the lifetime membership private group, your certificate, my course, your certification. And of course, all year long, we put on workshops, Q&As, panel discussions about, you know, the reading tarot, but the business of tarot, because we're a guild. And so I just wanted to say that, you know, we did that on Black Friday, and then, you know, there's Cyber Monday, so we kept the sale going. And I notice now, you know, a lot of people are doing the Black Friday, not on just Black Friday, but they start a week ahead. Well, now, you know, they started with that Cyber Monday thing years back, Maria, and now they've stretched that out the other direction and called it Cyber Week. So
Cyber Week, yes.
So we are on the bandwagon with Cyber Week, and I don't know when I'm going to take this down, because I've had people signing up for this like you would not believe. They love this, because we've never had this cheap. You know, I mean, for $78, you're paid up for life, no annual payments or monthly payments. Everything's included, you know. So jump on that. Go over to thetarotguild.com, our main website for the guild, and you'll see this banner. Just click on it and grab that. Awesome. Okay, so I just wanted to fill everybody in on.
You know what I wanted to mention too, Dax, with my course, the Certified Angel Practitioner course, just because the title of the course is the Certified Angel Practitioner, certification is optional.
Yeah, you don't have
to. The course is an excellent foundation course for anyone that wants to learn how to bring the angels into their life and work. So it's a great course for personal enrichment as well, and it's very easy to follow, very digestible, and you can check out the whole course outline by going to my website, mariagmas.com, and if you click on the button that comes up on the homepage, Certified Angel Practitioner Course, you can check out the whole course outline and see what is actually included in the course. And
awesome.
If you want to find out more about the IAAP and the Certified Angel Practitioner Course and other things, just go to angelpractitioners.com, and all those links are in there as well.
Okay. So we're going to go back to the phone lines. And, you know, when I was talking about experimenting with tarot today, that's another thing too, is like the shows are only supposed to be an hour, but sometimes we, you know, go over. And
right.
I'm also going to experiment with that. Like if I have a ton of callers, and I'm just doing one of these experimental impromptu daily tarot today, whether it's, you know, just me or maybe Ellie's with me or you're with me or someone, Sharona, you know, we may just go shorter or longer, depending, you know.
It's nice to be flexible.
Yeah, I like being flexible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so who's been waiting the longest? It looks like area code 630.
Okay.
Caller, are you there? 630. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello, 630. Oh, they might have fallen asleep.
Maybe.
Okay, let me try bringing their mic live again.
Hello?
I think there was a problem with the switchboard.
Oh,
are you there?
We didn't lose her.
Oh, good. What's your name, hon? Where are you calling from?
Hi. My name is Dion.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call. I'm in North Carolina.
Okay, Dion. Awesome.
North Carolina.
Okay,
what can we do for you?
General? Can I get a general? I just want to see what's coming up for
sure.
me.
Just what the angels want you to know right now, that's in your highest good. How about that?
Yes, please.
Okay, certainly. Okay. Well, from the tarot cards, I got the Six of Swords for you. And, you know, if you've been seeking help from anyone and feeling like reluctant about asking for help that you might need with something, you know, a lot of times there are certain people that they feel like they always have to be the helpers. And then when they need something, they are reluctant to, you know, to reach out to friends or family or whoever may be able to, you know, give them some assistance with whatever it might be. The angels are letting you know, don't feel that you always have to be the helper. Don't, you know, sometimes we all need a helping hand, and don't be afraid to reach out. And especially don't be afraid to reach out to your angels, because they're always there to help you. There's no problem that's too big or too small. And then from my deck, from the Angelic View Oracle cards, one of my favorite cards is Spend Time in Nature. This is actually a photograph that we took in our, that I took in my backyard here where I live in Southwest Florida.
It's gorgeous.
Beautiful sunset one evening. And it says, slow down and take time to just be. So I feel, you know, the angels are saying that, you know, you're, you know, doing so much. Take time for self. Take time to relax. Take time to just go out. Enjoy your neighborhood, enjoy taking a walk, sitting in a park or something where, or in your own yard, wherever it may be, and just be one with nature, relax and enjoy the peace that nature can provide for us. And that's going to open you up and make you more receptive to angelic guidance and assistance.
Oh, I like that. Slow down.
Mm-hmm.
Take time. Well, I hope that helped you out, Dion.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yep. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Angel blessings.
So the next callers up on deck are 929, area code 929 and area code 305. And we got a bunch more after that. So hang on, everybody, though. I'm going to answer a question, Maria. In the chat real quick for Michelle, one of our, I think, Michelle, are you a lifetime member? I think you're a lifetime member. If not, you should be. Just kidding. Anyway, but no, I think she is. This is the message. She just asked for a general. Oh, I did want to mention Nancy that I had the message for. She said, you confirmed my feelings for the Project Dax. Thank you.
Very good.
Joe Beth just came into the chat. Hi, Joe Beth. If you have a question or you want us to just pull a card for you, just go ahead and type that in the chat. So Michelle asks for just a general reading, Maria. And what I'm getting for her, okay, a couple of things. First of all, the Justice card. You know, if there's anything been going on with you, Michelle, lately, I'm feeling something. I'm trying to see what this feeling is. It's feeling like, you know, something financial or, you know, but might have to do with something legal or the courts or something like that, you know, but the message coming through is justice is going to be served. But also I got the Empress card, and remember the three energy today. It's December 3rd. It's creativity and communication. Okay. And the Empress is, you know, that's about manifesting something, you know. The message coming through is that you want to go forward with that, Michelle, your creative endeavors. All right. And then also the other part of that is from the Moon card I'm getting, you're going to get some answers from your subconscious and your higher self through the dreamscape. So if you haven't been working with your dreams recently, that's what the message is to get back into that. Let's go to the phone lines again. And let me let me look. Is there a, is one of our lines open? Because I'm hearing like some tingling background noise, almost like silver.
Oh, you know what? It's a wind chime.
Oh, it's your chime. Oh,
that's what you're hearing.
I thought, you know what I thought it was, Maria? I thought Artie was back there eating, you know.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, I could see how that could sound like
it's like
one hitting a plate or something.
That's
what
it sounds
like.
Again.
It's the wind chime.
Yes. So as promised, 929 is next. And 305, you're on deck. 305, get ready. Area code 929.
Hello?
Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling?
Hey, this is Stacy. I'm calling from New York City.
Stacy from New York. Awesome.
Hey, how are you?
Great. What do you want to talk about with me and Maria?
Hi, Maria. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you today, Stacy?
I love her accent. It's great.
Yes.
I'm from Philly, but I shed it, the accent.
The accent.
Because I've been on this side of the country for 40 years now. And you know how California, but especially Arizona, you know, the reason why all the call centers are in Arizona and Phoenix, the Tucson, is because we have a very neutral, there's no accent here in Arizona. Mm-hmm. It's just straight American English. And I lost it. But every once in a while, there's a little something, like the way I say water, instead of saying water, I'll say water. Because in Philly, we used to go, get me some water, you know, or go down to the creek instead of the creek, you know, things like that. So, Stacy, what's your question for us?
Yes. So I'm preparing for 2024, and my goal is to try to get a new job, I would say, in the month of January, which I think will happen. Just wanted to see what you're
awesome.
Taking.
Sure. And, you know, I don't even need cards for that. You know, I have a really strong feeling that you know this is going to happen, and you even know it's going to be January. What I want to ask you, is there something else around this that you're wondering? Like, what's the real question as opposed to, am I going to get – yes, you're going to get a job. Well, what's the real question? I feel, Maria, like there's – Stacy's got more here.
Oh, you know what? I was thinking of this. Like, because I don't know. Okay. I don't know if it's just my imagination. Do you see me, not now, but I would say like later in the future, do you see me auditioning for like a reality TV show? Although it may not be long term, but do you see me on a reality TV show?
Interesting. Well, let me pull cards on. Maria, you already got cards going, I see there.
Yes, I do. I pulled the Seven of Pentacles from my tarot deck. Okay. And I also pulled the Ask Us Anything cards from my deck, the Angelic View Oracle cards. Okay. The Seven of Pentacles shows here, I thought that was the whole energy, like what Dax was saying, there's something, you know, more that I'm questioning here. And are you feeling like there's been, as far as preparation for this, that there's been some stones that maybe have or haven't been left unturned? You know, how do you feel? Do you feel prepared for this? That's what I want to ask you. Do you feel that you have prepared for this?
I was going to prepare in 2024.
No, go ahead. Answer it, please. Do you feel you have prepared for it?
Right at this particular moment, no, but I feel that, you know, once I get this new job, I will prepare for the next 6 to 8 months. I will prepare for it.
Okay. So that is part of the answer right there. And the other part is ask us anything. The angels are saying you can ask the angels anything. Nothing is too big or too small. Now, I've said that a few times today, but now I actually pulled the card for you that says it, and it shows you the bird flying in high in the sky, spreading his wings. And this is telling you to spread your wings and fly. Go for what it is that you want that is going to have you feel fulfilled. But make sure that you feel prepared, because that is going to make it all the more successful if you feel, okay, I am ready for this. I have done everything that I need to do to prepare myself. I am ready to rock and roll. That's your message from the angel.
Oh, I want to piggyback on that, Maria, because
go ahead.
That's exactly what I was going to say, because I'm getting the Seven of Swords here, and specifically, you know, I'm pulling cards on the other portion of the question, and she was asking about the reality TV show. I feel like there's stuff in the background, hidden stuff, you know, with the Seven of Swords. And so to piggyback on what you said, Maria, do your research. Be very, very careful. I think, you know, it's not obvious some of the downsides of going on a reality TV a lot of the time. And you know, there is a possibility, you know, from what's showing up here, that there could be something. So, you know, do your research, do your due diligence. That's what, you know, this is a seven energy. That's what seven is in numerology. You know, it's about doing the research. All right. Then I'm also getting, you know, will you get on? Yeah, I think so. You know, I'm getting the five of the Hierophant, which is a five card, you know, that five energy. You know, to me, this is the powers that be, you know, this is, you know, is Simon going to let you on kind of thing, you know, and, you know, but the devil's in the details, and I got the devil card, which this is about attachment. All right. So again, do the research and don't be attached to it happening a specific way. Don't be attached to a specific show. Be more open. Let the universe.
Okay.
Yeah. And the other thing is the Fool card. Literally, in order to do reality TV, you have to literally go for it. You have to, you know, take the leap of faith. That's what the Fool card is. Jump off the cliff there and hope that you learn to fly on the way down. You know,
I want to add something when you're done. Go ahead.
I'm done. Go.
Okay. I keep getting the number 11 flashing in my mind's eye. Does number 11 mean anything to you specifically, Stacey?
The number 11.
Yeah.
Number 11.
It's the Master Illuminator number.
My birthday is
I'm sorry, what was that?
12.
Okay. The number 11 has to do with enlightenment. It's a very highly spiritual number. It's one of the master numbers. Okay. So how I interpret it is that the angels are telling you to really keep focused on positive thoughts, because the energy around you is very highly charged right now. So keep your thoughts towards this positive. That's another reason that's going to reinforce the card that I drew for you, which was the seven of, there was another seven, Dax had a seven, but I had the Seven of Pentacles.
Oh, yeah, another one.
About, you know, just do you feel prepared for this? Because if you don't feel prepared, your thoughts may be, you know, you might not realize it, but subconsciously you're sending out negative thoughts because maybe you don't feel prepared. So that's what you want to absolutely feel prepared before you indulge yourself in these things and go with these endeavors. So make sure that you feel prepared and keep in mind the number 11 is enlightenment. It's a spiritual number. And if you happen to see the number 11 or 1111 is even a higher vibration of that number. You know, if you're focusing on something that, you know, that you need guidance on, you know, whether it's this or anything else, the number 11 popping up randomly in different places is going to let you know, okay, well, you know, pay attention to your thoughts, because you are drawing what you are concentrating on to yourself. And thoughts are highly charged at this time.
Awesome. I hope that helped you out, Stace.
That helps out wonderfully. I will call you guys back. I'm going to do some research. And then I'll tell you what this reality TV show is about. Okay? Okay.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay. And you know, and even if you're on a aiming on for that very specific show, that's fine. But you know, don't be tied down to it has to happen a particular way.
Yeah,
so enjoy
timing
the
could be involved with 11 as well. Timing could be involved with
right,
11. It could
right.
be 11 months, the 11th of a month, you know, the month of November. I mean, there's different ways you can take that 11.
Yeah, and let me jump in real quick. We just lost a caller. I can't remember what it was. Area code 305 maybe.
I see a 305 on there.
Oh, did they call back in? Okay, I don't know if they got hung up on or something. I was going to say call back in and we'll go right to you because you were next. Because I was about to hit 305, Maria, and they dropped off.
They're back.
And I want to announce 216, you are on deck for next. 305 will be before you. That'll be the very next one. Do want to pop over and check the chat here. So Michelle said, thank you, very on. The information I gave her for that general. And let's see, that's it in the chat. So if there's anybody in the chat, if you're watching us and you're in the chat room on YouTube, you know, go ahead and pop your question and say, please pull a card for me if you want something general. If you have a specific question, just type it in. Otherwise, you can also call into the show, of course, 714-816-4628. Let's bring on 305. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, what's your name, hon?
My name is Deanna. I'm in Fort Lauderdale.
Fort Lauderdale.
Fort Lauderdale.
Deanna? You say it like that?
Correct.
Instead of Diana, it's like Deanna?
Yes.
Excellent. Okay, go ahead.
So,
go ahead. What can we do for you?
Sorry? I didn't understand what you just said.
We were just saying, go ahead with your question.
Thank you. My question is for Maria, and I'd like to know, generally speaking, if I'm going to have to move or if I can stay where I am.
Let's see what we get. Last Angel says, Deanna, move. I'm getting the feeling for a move. I'm just getting that feeling before I even pull the cards. Let's see what comes up in my angel oracle deck for Deanna regarding a move. Okay. So I got two of wands from my tarot deck. Okay. I feel there's going to be a move coming because if you just look at this card, the figure in the card, he's holding the globe in his hand and he's looking out across to the water. So it's like he may be contemplating travel of some sort. And twos are about making decisions. So if this is something you've been thinking about, what should I do about this? I feel like they're leaning towards making a decision to make a move. Okay. And from my deck, the Angelic the Oracle cards, what we were just talking about a few minutes ago, I happen to pull the card now with the angel number 11. Yeah, so as that energy was leading up, it connected to the last caller and it connects to this caller. That's why I was seeing the 11 in my mind's eye. And it was coming up now. I'm sorry?
May I interrupt you for a second? I am an 11. Lee was born last month, November, and 11 is always very prominent for me. As far as the two of wands, whenever I see that card, it reminds me of Christopher Columbus.
Yes. So see, so now this card is, you know, that number is very connected with you. That's a sign that your angels use to let you know things, and it's a meaningful number in your life. So the message on the card says, pay attention to these repeating numbers. Repeating ones are a reminder to keep your thoughts positive. You attract what you focus your thoughts on the most, like I was explaining before to the previous caller. So I'm glad you're aware of that already. So the 1111 or just 111 or, you know, a lot of ones showing up and 11 in pairs or quadruples, pay attention to that because that is letting you know if, you know, if you're on the right track. It's reminding you that your thoughts are highly charged and you want to attract positive things to yourself. I want to tell you, don't be afraid to adapt to change. That's what the angels are telling me as well. And I feel like there's going to be a decision to be made, and I feel like it may be going with that move.
Okay, hope that helped you, Deanna. Thanks for the call.
Can you tell me?
Thank you, Deanna.
Oh, okay.
Do you have a when for Deanna?
A when?
I can pull a timing card.
You can pull a timing card if you like. Yeah, that wouldn't hurt. I'm getting the I just pulled the card of the Queen of Cups, and that's the Scorpio energy. Okay, so Scorpio is October, November again, right? Scorpio is in October, November.
I think.
Yeah, I think so.
The
11th. And the 11th, you know, 11th month. So again, that number 11 being important, it could be 11 months. It could be the 11th of a month. It could be October, November time period.
And I got the Ace of Wands, which when I first got that and looked at it, what popped in my head was, you know, one, the beginning of the year, January 1, you know, so somewhere in the next few weeks, even possibly. So anyway, mm-hmm. just want to throw that out there.
Yeah, Scorpio is late October, the second half of October, and then going into November. So at that time.
Okay, so let's see. I forgot to mention something, Marie. I want to mention real quick. I'm going to pop up the Cyber Week banner again. Because when you go to thetarotguild.com and you'll see the Cyber Week banner, click on it. Not only on that page is not only the sale for the lifetime membership, but I wanted to mention that you can also book a reading with me for half price. So instead of $99.99, it's $49.99. So you're getting $50 off on that. So I just want to mention that real quick, Maria. Just go over to thetarotguild.com and you can grab that special. I guess we have...
If folks want to book a private reading with me, too, they could go to my website, mariagmas.com, and my whole schedule comes up, and you can choose whatever is convenient for you.
Okay. And I just, we do have some more callers. We're going to go to 216, but real quick, let me check the chat, because I thought I saw someone new come in. See, JoBeth came in, but she didn't ask a question yet. Abhishek is in there. Can I get a mini reading? Oh, how will my December be? Okay, let's answer that real quick. His December. Oh, okay. Interesting. All right. So again, with the sixes, you know, which is the success number, folks. Six of Pentacles. Okay. So this often comes up when there's a windfall. That could be something in December, you know, maybe for the holidays. Maybe Santa is bringing you something good, yeah. But it's also what you're putting out to other people, you know. So you could be both the receiver down here, but you could also be the merchant up here giving out the alms to the poor. You know, you could be, you know, it could be about figuring out what you're giving as gifts and things like that, you know, so it's kind of both ways there. So that's what I got for you. All righty. So what do you think, Maria? One more call here before
sure.
we call it quit. Yeah, I'm getting kind of hungry.
Sure.
It's it's 1:14 now, and I haven't had lunch yet, so I need
lunch
to get...
time.
Let's see. So it was area code 216 was next. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from? 216.
This is Desmond. I'm calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
Cleveland, Ohio. Did you say Jesse?
Desmond.
Oh, Desmond. Okay, yeah. We're having trouble a little bit with our phone lines today. Mm-hmm. I've noticed that a couple of the callers, Maria, have been really muffled. It's hard to hear.
Yeah, I did too.
What do you want to chat about, Desmond?
If you could give me a general reading or whatever comes up in the cards.
All right. We'll see what Maria is getting.
Yeah, let's see what I get for Desmond. Okay, let's see. I'm going to cut the cards. I feel like I want to cut them. There we go. I think good things are coming up for Desmond. Okay, I got the Ace of Cups from my tarot deck, and that's blessings overflowing. So your angels want you to know that they're sending you blessings. God, that's the hand of God reaching out, offering you blessings from above. So just be open to receiving. Let them know that you're open to receiving their blessings. And from my deck, the Angelic View Oracle cards, I pulled the angel number card 888. Okay, so eights are about abundance. Okay, and the message on the card says, seeing repetitive patterns of eights are a sign that abundance can be yours. Keep honing your skills. What you put your loving energy into brings you great rewards and good karma. So Desmond, it looks like good things are coming up for you. Just be open to receiving. Okay. Because a lot of times people, they're better at giving than receiving. They want you to be open to receiving.
Okay. Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Okay.
Angel blessing.
Angel blessings, Desmond, you know, and for the holidays as well, for the holidays.
Yeah.
I did want to mention something. You had the eights coming up, and, you know, I've had mm-hmm. them coming up. I wanted to mention, hey, we are almost into 2024. The energy is going to change because it's 2024. It's 2-2, that's 4, and 4, 8. So it's going to be an 8 universal, or sometimes they say world year number. 8,
mm-hmm.
but it's that double structure energy, which is what I was talking about today. Our entire date today, December 3rd, 2023, reduces to 4. Okay. So as we get a little closer, and then also when we get into the new year, you know, I'm going to be talking a lot about personal year numbers on the shows. I'm going to be talking about what that 8 energy means for 2024. But making it simplistic, you know, it's the number of abundance. So it is possible to have a very abundant year next year for all of us, for all mm-hmm. of us. It's the world year number. We're all under that energy. Now, we each have our own individual personal year we're in, which is that world year number plus our attitude number. And the attitude number is simply the month and day you were born reduced to a single digit. So you can figure out what personal year you're in, and we'll go more in depth in that on another show. Maybe when are we coming back here? Maria, your next show is the 17th?
Sunday, December 17th, live at 2 p.m. Eastern.
Maybe we can talk a little bit about the world year energy of 8. And how to calculate your personal year number.
That sounds fun. Yeah, I was just reading up about that recently, about the personal year number, because I remember I had to do it for a while, and then I hadn't did that in a while, and I'm like, I forgot. What did you exactly add to that? So that would be a great refresher, because I know the year energy, you add up the year, and then I couldn't remember what you had to do to get the personal year. And I looked it up, and I was playing around with that. And that was just a few days ago, but I've already forgotten how to do it. So I need another refresher on that.
Plus it's
me
cool.
with numbers.
We can tell everybody. And then, you know, but I'll actually, you know, take something from my course. I will give out the free cheat sheet for you mm-hmm. on personal year numbers. And plus, all of our callers and people in chat next, the Sunday after this,
mm-hmm.
back on, I'll give you the cheat sheet. And then on top of that, when you call in or in the chat, I can do your personal year number. And just to give you a quick example, I was born 6 months, 16th day. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This is how numerology works. The 16th day, 1 + 6 = 7. That's why I have the 7 energy. That's why I'm curious, want to learn everything. You know, it's the spirituality number. It's why I'm into tarot, numerology, sacred geometry, even hypnosis and everything like that is all. And then you take that plus if you take 6 + 16 and do it that way, you get 22, which is the master builder number. And that further reduces 2 + 2 = 4. So my attitude is a 4. And as an example, what's a 4? Well, we talked about structure, right?
Structure, yes.
So Mary, my co-host from Tarot Today, she's a life path 4. I'm an attitude 4. And people that have 4 energy, you know, we like the structure. So, you know, we like things that make sense, you know, so structure, like building websites and the things that I do.
Right.
But architects and all that kind of thing, anything where you're planning out, you know, even landscaping where you're planning it out and everything and doing, you know, but also people that work in the government and especially the military, police or military. And both Mary and I were in the military, you know, and so now you're starting to see how it works, folks. Well, then you take that 4 energy and you add it to the world year number. So it's 4 + 8 = 12. This is all elementary math, folks. 1 + 2 = 3. So I'm going into a personal year of 3 in a world year of 8. So for me this year, it's all about, and it's a 3-day. So I already explained all this in the beginning of the show. 3 is creativity and communication. So it's all about me being, you know, keeping an eye on the communication, communicating more and being more creative and just letting the creative juices flow, leading to abundance, the 8 in 2024. So there's an example of how to calculate your personal year number, what it means, why it means that, what it means in reference to the world year number. And we'll go over it all on the 17th.
It's so great that you can remember how, you know, all these formulas. Like I'm fine with the basic numerology. I know the meanings of the basic numerology. I'm fine with the angel numbers. You know, they show me a lot of numbers in my mind's eye, like they did for that caller earlier. And then I went and pulled the card that had that number. So I get all that. But when it comes to all these calculations for these different things, I forget the formulas. I always have to go back and look that up. How do you calculate this or that? Yeah. That's the part I forget.
When you take my course, it's tarot and numerology. And what we do is we break the tarot up into the constituent numbers so there is a structure to it. I find it easier, and a lot of my students find it easier to learn tarot this way. But you're also learning the numerology. And you know, you start memorizing these things where you don't even need to put it down on a piece of paper anymore. It just pops in your head, and it's elementary math. But you know, for some of this stuff, you actually need a calculator because of the size of the numbers. But once you've been working with numerology for a while, you start doing roundabout math where you're just like, okay, that number now, this in, and you know, and you're able to do it a lot faster without a calculator. Too. Just studying this stuff. It's so much fun.
Fascinating.
Fun. Don't forget, you get my course free. You know, don't pay the $297. You can get it free for $78 right now when you join the guild. Just get it free and go through all this. But the other thing I wanted to mention before we go off the air here, we're at the end of the show, folks. I wanted to mention that, you know, I was promoting the show and I was talking about, hey, you know, we're going to talk about tarot and angels and numerology. And for the longest time, I have not, you know, thought a lot about angel numbers. And that just popped in my head. And this is how synchronistic our shows are and fantastic it is. And the universe is on our side because I'm sitting there going, okay, how can I bring that up on the show, you know, to talk, you know, how can I bring up angel numbers? And literally, angel numbers have come up, 5, 6, 7 times on the show organically?
Yeah, even besides me pulling them from my deck, I mean, just, you know, I was getting numbers flashed in my mind's eye, and
And then right before the show, I happened to glance up and it's like 11:11 on my clock.
There you go. And I saw the 11 in my mind's eye because it's a different time here. I'm in a different time zone than you.
Time zone, yeah.
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 So.
Well, thanks to all of our callers.
Then the next card was 11:11. It's crazy.
We have great callers. We have great people in the chat. Thanks, everybody, for being in there.
And I want to remind everybody, please visit my website. Check out all of the things. I couldn't possibly begin to tell you all the things that I have on there. Go to mariagmas.com, mariagmas.com. Don't, you know, if you're interested in learning about angels, now's the time to grab this course because it will not be this low again
after
the holidays. Just $44. And
just like our sale, $78, you know, and it's normally $297. I mean, 75% off. It's not going to be that low, folks.
No. Know?
Get on it while you can get on. Grab that deal. I did want to mention that, of course, next Sunday it'll be Sharona, and she's got Amy Zerner and Monty Farber on. Fantastic. I've been following them for like 20 some years. And then also I wanted to mention, okay, my Tarot Today show on Saturday. I had already mentioned that Mary is on sabbatical. So,
right.
I am at this point, I cannot tell you whether there'll be a show on Sunday, I mean on Saturday, next Saturday. I think I may continue the hiatus for me as well, because, you know, she's on hiatus. I got a lot of stuff to do. Oh my God, the Christmas decorations.
Please.
Yeah. The gifts, you know, all that stuff. And, you know, and plus I'm had mentioned earlier in the show that I'm, you know, doing this whole new thing with the websites and building a new website for Psychic Talk, for Tarot Guild, for my American Legion post. You know, it's like, oh my God, there's so much.
Yeah.
But we'll be here on Sundays, you know. So Sharona Rapsik, Magic Universe next Sunday, and Angelic View, Marie G. Moss will return on the 17th. So goodbye, everybody.
Yes, we will. Bye, everyone.
Bye, Maria.
Have a wonderful rest of your weekend. Angel blessings.
It was a great show. A lot of fun.
Lots of fun.
Bye, everyone.